May God deliver us from that spirit of greed which never has enough. Deliver us from that spirit of fear which thinks we will not have enough. And give us the spirit of full confidence that the God who gave us breath will now supply everything that is necessary to life and godliness. One of the statements used in Holy Scripture to describe the Christian's God is that He is the provider for His creatures. Acts 17:25 reads in part, "He gives to all life and breath and all things." That statement is enough to make a Christian shout. God provides for His own. Think of it. God is concerned about you, where you are, and as you are. He is committed to care for you by supplying your physical and spiritual needs. He is the provider. Here's a lesson all people need to learn. God is the source of your supply. You may work for an employer and receive a salary check, which you use to buy necessities of life for your family. But even so, that employer is not your source of supply. God is your source. You may have invested in a business and received the profit from the sale of goods or services, using that profit to purchase necessities of life for yourself and your family. But even so, that business is not your source of supply. God is your source. You may receive some kind of pension payment from a branch of the government or retirement from funds of private industry and use that money to provide the necessities of life for yourself and your family. But even so, the government or private industry is not the source of your supply. God is your source. Learn that lesson well, and your worries will largely cease. God gives this warning. Do not say in your heart, "My power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth." But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. It matters not how your money comes to you, in the form of wages, as profit on investments, from savings formerly accumulated, in benevolent grants from institutions of society. It is the Lord who enables you to receive the money and use it to provide for your needs. Do not look to yourself or to your savings or your investments or your employer. Look to God as the source of your supply. The Apostle Paul had learned that lesson so well, he was free from frustration or anxiety concerning how he would manage to live. When the church at Philippi sent an offering to him to help supply his needs, he wrote back in these words, "I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care for me has flourished again, though surely you also did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." Think about that testimony. Paul wrote it from a dungeon in Rome where he was a prisoner because he preached the gospel. His needs were so poorly supplied by his jailers that he was often in want. The church at Philippi, which he had established on his second missionary journey, heard of his condition and sent an offering to help to meet the necessities of life. His epistle, which has been called his love letter to the Christians in Philippi, was in response to that contribution. Paul recognized that to be a Christian does not deliver a person from all the trials of life. He had been abased and he had abounded. He had been full and he had been hungry. He had known more than enough and he had suffered need. The idea that if you trust God and pray, you will never have a financial need or physical health problem is not true according to Holy Scripture. God does not promise to keep His children out of trouble, but to be with them in it and to deliver them through it. Christ will strengthen me, Paul wrote, and enable me to do all things through him. Now that was a testimony from personal experience. Christ will supply for you also, Paul encouraged his readers. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now how much need will be supplied? All your need. And who will supply your need? My God shall supply all your need. How does God supply your need? According to his good pleasure and by the agent he chooses, he will provide for you. God used ravens to bring food to the prophet Elijah. He used the gifts of the wise men to finance the trip of Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus from Bethlehem into Egypt. He used the offerings of churches to provide the needs of the apostle Paul and many other of God's servants through the generations as they served him. God provides for all of nature, thereby teaching his children that he will provide for them also. He feeds the birds of the air. He clothes the grass of the field. He gives rain, sunshine, the seasons, and all that is necessary to make the pastures flourish, to provide for the animals and birds of field and forest. He makes everything beautiful. God's gifts are not measured by the merit of the recipient. He makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. He is a father who loves and provides for each of his creatures in general and each of his children in particular. Psalm 78 is a recounting of God's provision for the nation of Israel as she made the long and difficult desert journey from the land of Egypt to her settlement in Palestine. There is a list of all the things God provided for her during those years. Now, why is it recorded? Well, God preserved the record so that all might know of his provision then and be assured of his provision now. He still provides for his own, just as a loving father provides for the children of his heart. What is God like? He is the divine provider who gives to all life and breath and all things. He has committed himself to provide for you. So take heart, fear not. Hear the testimony of experience. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. What a precious, precious provider we have in our Heavenly Father. Now, Father, we lift our eyes to you because we're aware that our help comes from you. Our dependence upon you does not mean we grow lazy and negligent, presuming upon your grace. We recognize that you feed the birds of the air, but you do not place their food in their nests. So we commit ourselves anew to be diligent in work and careful in stewardship of all that comes into our hands. And all the while we remember it is God who gives us the power to get wealth. Deliver us from the spirit of greed, which never has enough. Deliver us from the spirit of fear, which thinks we will not have enough. Give us the spirit of full confidence that the God who gave us breath will now supply everything that is necessary to life and godliness, and provide for our needs in such a way as to magnify your name in the eyes of all who observe. For Jesus' sake, amen.